ways, roughly speaking, to be invited to be a commencement speaker. The first is to accomplish something significant and important that would make people want to hear what wisdom you have. The second is to wait until you're old enough till your college friends become college presidents.
The ever-modest Peter Sagal says in his case, it was the latter. Turns out, when Sagal was an undergraduate at Harvard, he became pals with a graduate student named Steve. Now, that pal is Stephen Salnick, president at Warren Wilson College.
Clearly, he was desperate. I can't imagine the people who didn't return his calls. But I was invited by President Salnick to come and be the speaker, and I'm very excited to do so.
Believe it or not, this is the first commencement address Sagal has ever done.
If I were to give actual wisdom based on my life, it would be screw around a lot, waste your expensive education that your parents, you know, impoverish themselves for, and then you'll luck into something really cool that'll give you more fame and success than you deserve. And I just don't think that's a responsible thing to do, to advise kids to do that. I think they'll end up disappointed and sad. So I need to sort of imagine what it would be like to be a wise person who worked for and deserved whatever success I have, and then think of like what those lessons would be. There's a great line in a David Mamet movie, Heist, in which Gene Hackman says, "I'm not smart. I just imagine what a smart person would do, and then I do that." Similarly, I'm not very wise. I just imagine what a wise person would say, and then I'm going to say that.
Sagal says while he's looking forward to delivering the address, he's most excited about the possibility of another little thing.
The thing I'm most excited about is the honorary degree. I don't know if I'm getting an honorary degree. I haven't asked because I'm afraid they're saying no. So I'm just hoping that I'm getting an honorary degree. Because you know that if it is even within spitting distance of an honorary doctorate, everybody is calling me Dr. Sagal from now on. Everybody, including my dog.
Maybe Dr. Sagal will be delivering his speech a la Gene Hackman this morning at 10 at Sunderland Residence Hall at Warren Wilson College. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.